Harihi Om. Sahana Vavatu, Sahanao Bhunaktu, Sahaviryan Karavavahai, Tejasvi Navati Tamastuma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarigaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sorry. So now we have that the Pandavas are out of exile. Then all the different kings have all come. You know, the family and all that, close friends have come. And now they're discussing now what to do. Right, you know, whether they should approach Duryodhana, whether this and that, whatever they should do. So different points have been said. Some say you go to Duryodhana, ask him, he'll be very kind and all that. But then Satyaki says no, then Duryodhana only understands, you know, force. And Drupad got up and he said the same thing. So then Drupad now continues his presentation. Everyone present esteemed Drupad's wisdom and maturity. They listened attentively. This is my quote. This is my advice. Let us prepare for battle. Send out messengers to all our allies and have them come here. Duryodhana will certainly do the same. Even now his men will be heading out and approaching even those whom we now count as friends, which he will do. That's the whole point, is for him, it's only about winning. It's not about, you know, character. It's not about, okay, he has his allies, take his allies, and they have theirs. No, his point is he'll just take everybody like that. He doesn't, there is no, you could say there's no scruples here. There's no real value system other than niti, how to win like that. Artha, then you have to see that, you know, something, you have to follow basic rules like that. But dharma means whatever's the rule that you follow. But he's not worrying about that. He's just worried about getting results, immediate results. So that's what he will do. Our messengers should travel swiftly around the globe, for a nobleman will not refuse he who first asks him for help. So if Duryodhana comes because they're all under the protection of the emperor, then if the emperor is asking, then naturally they'll fight. So they're not wrong. But that the point is he's pointing out that Duryodhana may go for those first, because he knows his allies are going to support him. So he'll try to get everybody else, so they have nothing. So that's the thing. First, just take away everything and just leave them like that. Then if not, if you can't do that, then send them to the forest and take away everything. And then if you can keep them in the forest, then you have everything. If they can't get back, then take away all their allies so that you can win the war. And so you see, it's just, he's just political. Drupad then named the kings in their countries where they could find support. He knew Duryodhana would ask everyone to fight with him, whether they were his allies or not. It was important to reach the kings first with their own plea. After listing 40 or 50 monarchs who might assist their cause, Drupad concluded, "While we are assembling our forces, let a good man go to Dhritarashtra. I suggest we send my priest. We should carefully instruct him what to say to the Kauravas. But I do not expect much to come of that. Battle is inevitable." So, Balaram mentioned that, you know, you should send people to Duryodhana, discuss with the king and everything like that, which would be the normal way of dealing. But the problem is Duryodhana doesn't deal normally. So you can't count on that the king says, yes, this is what's happening, that Duryodhana is going to be comfortable with it, like we saw. Duryodhana, he makes the thing that we have the gambling match. That all goes really badly for everybody. Then Dhritarashtra rectifies everything, and then the Pandavas go back. You know, means they've been insulted, but because Dhritarashtra asked them to be kind and forgiving, so then they are. Duryodhana's not happy with that. He has to push it farther and push it farther and push it farther. So you know, it's the Drupad then knows, no, battle's inevitable because you're dealing with Duryodhana. He already made it clear before, he's not giving anything back to them. Krishna clapped his hands approvingly. "These words befit the great king of the Panchalas, who is unequaled in prowess. You are old in learning and wisdom, thus you are just like our guru." We should act as you say and not otherwise. I agree. But my relationship with both the Pandavas and the Kauravas is the same. Regardless of the present situation among them, I have come here and been pleased by King Virat's reception. The wedding is over, and I will now return to Dwarka. I leave it in your hands, O monarch, to guide these kings in how to sue for peace between the two parties. If a mutual agreeable solution cannot be found, then the foolish Duryodhana will not accept peace due to his pride and ignorance. Then summon me again. I will do all in my power to help. The assembly of kings agreed to Krishna's proposal, and they withdrew to their own quarters. Virat worshipped Krishna with respect and sent him on his way back to Dwarka. Then he began to make preparations for war. Messengers on swift horses were dispatched around the world, and Suj's large armies began to arrive at Virat. Troops poured in from all quarters and set up camp around the city. Filled with men and animals, the earth seemed covered with dark clouds. The gathered troops created a clamor resembling the roaring ocean. In the Kuru capital also, vast armies were amassing to support Duryodhana. The goddess Earth, with her mountains and forests, seemed to tremble under the burden of so many warriors. When the large force was ready at Virat, Drupad, after consulting with the other kings and the Brahmins, spoke with his priest. O Brahmana, among all men, those who are twice born are the best. Among the twice born, the Brahmin is the best. And among the Brahmins, he who knows the Vedas is superior. Those who have realized Vedic knowledge are even better. And among those, the best are those who practice their knowledge in life, right? So that means you have the general population, and those who are dvija means that there's some interest in that higher development. That's better, of that the Brahmins, of that one who studied the Vedas, one who studies the Vedas who actually understands, and then one who actually practices, that's then the best, he's pointing out. I am of the opinion that you are the best of all men. Having realized the Supreme Brahman, your knowledge and wisdom are equal to Brihaspati. So practicing it means then you're going to dedicate yourself to Lord Vishnu. That's the whole point, because the Vedas are saying about surrendering and serving Vishnu. Others know it's there, but then they'll be actively engaged in pursuit of fruit of activities or liberation. But one who actually understands goes beyond that. You know what kind of man Yudhishthira is and how the Kuru stole his kingdom. You also know the situation as Hastinapur, as well as the nature and disposition of Dhritarashtra and his son. Duryodhana will not voluntarily return Yudhishthira's kingdom. His old father, blinded by attachment, will follow his lead. Right? So they know all these things because that's the duty of kings. They have to know what's going on in the circle of kings. You know, because the kingdom next to you, then there's always possibility there'll be a fight. But the king, but since King A and King B are next to each other, B might fight with A, right? But now King C, he has the same problem with B, right? B might fight with A or with C. So therefore, A and C are allies. And by that there, then he doesn't fight with either. Because if he fights this one will attack. If he fights with this one, he'll attack. Right? You know, so that's the whole thing, is that there, you have to know the circle of kings. And so he'll know everything about them. So he knows all the different things. He has his people. Drupad then explained that although he should go to Hastinapur to ask Dhritarashtra to return the Pandavas kingdom, there was another purpose. He knew that Duryodhana and his father could not be swayed by reason. So then why waste your time? The priest's job, therefore, was to convince other Kuru leaders of the righteousness of Yudhishthira's claim and of Duryodhana's foolishness in bringing on war. After 13 years of listening to Duryodhana, few among the Kurus may still recognize the truth. The cruel and dishonest treatment meted out to the Pandavas at the dice game might have been all but forgotten. Even the wise and ever-virtuous Balaram seemed to have been influenced towards the Kauravas. By speaking words of virtue and truth, you will win the hearts of honest men. Vidura will support you, as will Bhishma, Drona, and Kripa. In this way, you will create dissension among the Kurus. So his point is that he knows they will never adjust. But by coming and speaking in this way, then he'll weaken their commitment. Because otherwise, it's been a long 13 years, then they might think, oh, it's a long time ago, things have adjusted. Right? Thus, they will lose time trying to reestablish unity among themselves. And that will allow us to make further preparations for war. So while they're trying to do that, because otherwise if they're all focused, they're just getting things done. But if they're now arguing amongst themselves, then it will take them a little bit longer before they start again. It may even be that Dhritarashtra, moved by your words, will act upon them and do what is right. He said, maybe. In any event, we will benefit from your going there, right? So either you'll have Dhritarashtra, appreciate what you said, or you'll create dissension. In any case, they'll benefit, right? The best is if Dhritarashtra agrees. But if he doesn't, at least that dissension will give them more time for the battle, preparing. Do not fear for yourself, as they will certainly respect you, right? As Brahmins, they have no reports that they behave badly in that way. You are a learned Brahmin and an ambassador, as well as an aged and virtuous man. After receiving Drupad's request, the priest left immediately for Hastinapur. 41. The kings choose sides. While both the Kauravas and Pandavas were preparing for war, Krishna and the Yadavas returned to Dwarka. Duryodhana heard of Krishna's arrival and decided to go personally to ask his assistance. Having learned from his spies of the Pandavas' preparations, the Kuru monarch had already sent messengers to every part of the globe to seek other kings' assistance. So he knows they're doing, so he's sent out the same. So that's the point. Generally speaking, whoever goes to you first, then they accept that first. You know, if two people come, well, he asks first. Unless they're specifically allies, then they'll say no. But people who are friends, they could go either way, you know, like that. Does that make sense? You know, in other words, friendly means that they're not inimical towards you. But Krishna was so powerful that he warranted a personal request. Right? Others he sent messages. Krishna and the Yadavas were the greatest warriors on earth. If Duryodhana could secure their assistance, then the Pandavas would stand no chance. Right? Here it's known Krishna is his, you know, good friend and all that, but he's still going to try to get him to fight on his side. So because he's not looking at, you know, relationships or anything like that. He's just looking at politics. You know, at the same time is, even relationships are there. If you happen to be on the other side, then as Kshatriyas, then they perform their duties and fight, like we'll see with Bhishma and Drona. But here, he's not considering that level. He takes advantage of people's religiousness, but he doesn't himself follow it. He follows Niti, you know, which is just immediate results. Krishna was their main support. Accompanied by only a few bodyguards, Duryodhana mounted the best of his horses and set out for Dwarka at a gallop. In Virat, Arjuna also thought of Krishna. After consulting Yudhishthira, he too decided to go personally to seek his friend's help. Leaving in a swift chariot, he soon arrived in Dwarka. As he reached Krishna's palace, he saw the palace guards receiving Duryodhana. The two princes, after greeting each other in a friendly way, went together to Krishna's chamber. They found him asleep on a large bed. One of his wives was fanning him gently. Duryodhana went straight to the head of the bed and sat down, but Arjuna remained at Krishna's feet, standing with palms folded and gazing at his face with tears of affection in his eyes. Because if you're sitting right next to him, you can't really see him, because especially if he's sleeping in another way, right? After a while, Krishna awoke. As he opened his eyes, he saw Arjuna, who bowed to him in love, right? So, you know, if you're sleeping there like this and you open your eyes, you're going to see your feet first. You don't open your eyes and see someone sitting right here. So he thought, I'll be next to his head. He'll see me first. Right? Because of that thing, who you see first, then that's who you then deal with first. Then Krishna sat up and saw Duryodhana by his head. He immediately welcomed both visitors. After honoring them, he inquired why they had each come. Duryodhana replied, so this is not early morning, because otherwise, you know, this must have been like an after lunch nap or something like that, or after breakfast nap, you know, like this kind of a thing. Duryodhana replied, it is well known that you are equally disposed towards both myself and Arjuna. I have come here to seek your assistance in the war that will soon be fought among us. Indeed, O killer of Madhu, I arrived before Arjuna, and thus it is only right that you assist me rather than him, right? Because he's going on. Who gets there first, then they get, like that. So Duryodhana also, Drupad also mentioned the same thing. So that's why he says, send people out now with quick horses to go, because you get there first, then they'll fight on your side. You know, yeah. this is the practice of good men, and you, Krishna, are the best of men, right? He's saying good men do like this, and you're the best, so of course you're going to do this. Krishna looks smilingly at Duryodhana. I accept that you arrived first, O king, but I saw Arjuna first, right? I accept that you may have arrived first, right? But it was just ahead, but still it was first. But then he's saying, but I saw Arjuna first. Therefore, I think I will help both of you. Right, so he's saying is, you know, you'd be one or the other if you went by that, but he's saying because you may have come first, but he, I saw him first, so therefore then that puts it on equal things. Just like if you have a crowd, first one you see, then you deal with him. Therefore, I think I will help both of you. Scripture ordains that one should help the youngest first. So I will offer first my assistance to Arjuna. I have an army of 1,000,000 soldiers known as the Narayanas, all equal to me in battle. Let one of you take them, and let the other take me alone. But I will not fight. Indeed, I plan to leave my weapons aside during the entire battle. O son of Kunti, what do you choose? So he's pointing out here, I will help you both. So therefore I will help you both, because you both have a claim. One has been arrived first, one has been seen first, right? And he has that anyway equal towards the Kurus and the Pandavas, because they're one family. Right, because Kunti's married into that family. And so then at the same time as since, but at the same time, then there's the element that two have come, but he helps the youngest first. Right? And so therefore Arjuna is younger than Duryodhana. Duryodhana is the age like Bhima. Yudhishthira is the eldest, so he was born first. Then was Duryodhana and Bhima, then after that Arjuna. Like that. So he says, you know, one side you get 1,000,000 soldiers, right? So 1,000,000 soldiers, that's, 10 lakhs of soldiers. So that's a lot of people. That's a very big army. And that otherwise, Krishna is just saying, and I will, or you can have me, but I won't fight. I'll even leave my weapons here. Without hesitating, Arjuna chose Krishna. Duryodhana could hardly conceal his joy because he's saying, what an idiot, you know, why wouldn't you take the army? Just being sentimental. Arjuna's sentimentality had overpowered his reason, according to Duryodhana. He had forsaken Krishna's invincible army in favor of Krishna himself, who would not even fight. What a mistake, right? So this is Duryodhana's. His lips curling in a half smile, Duryodhana said, it seems then that I am left with the army. You know, he's just saying, oh, it looks like he gets you, but I'm just left with the army. But he's thinking, what an idiot. With your permission, O Keshava, I shall now depart. Having received Krishna's army, Duryodhana thanked him and left. He made his way to Balaram's palace. He knew that Balaram was always favorable towards him. Surely he would take his side in the war. Duryodhana found Balaram seated in his palace. After greeting him with words of affection and praise, Duryodhana submitted his plea. Right, because he's just thinking, okay, he's got Krishna's army, and, you know, but like that, but, you know, if he can get Balaram like this, then he can get more. So he's just trying whoever he can get, that's all. Balaram, his hand resting on his plow weapon, looked grave. O son of Kuru, for your sake I spoke out of Virak's assembly at the time of Abhimanyu's marriage. I pointed out to Krishna that our relations with you and the Pandavas are equal, and that your cause is as just as that of the Pandavas. O hero, Keshava did not accept my words. I cannot for the moment exist apart from Krishna. Therefore, I have decided to help neither side. I will take no part whatsoever in the upcoming war. Fight according to Kshatriya principles, O best of men. May good fortune be yours. Right. So his point is he can't act separately than Krishna. And since Krishna supports the Pandavas and didn't accept his point of that equalness there, therefore, then he said, "I won't fight. I won't fight for neither side, right? You know, because he wanted to come up with some other thing of, you know, balancing it out and that, and which is a good thing. But it's known that Duryodhana is not going to do that. Plus, there's also the point is you have all these demoniac soldiers and kings on the planet, then you want to relieve the burden of the earth. So there must be a war, and then that's all corrected." Balaram stood up and embraced Duryodhana. Knowing that Krishna had sided with the Pandavas, he considered that the Kauravas already defeated. Balaram already knew that he, since Krishna's taken that side, no one can win. Duryodhana left Balaram's palace and went to see Kritavarma. Like this. So, like this, then he went and tries to go to see other people. So, we'll see how it all pans out in the next discussion. Om Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.